You are listening to the Everything Swallow Podcast.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo!
It is Happy Thoughts Thursday and
Halloween.
Halloween at the same time.
That's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Halloween day.
It is Halloween day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And are you going to dress up later?
Yeah, later.
Not now.
No, we're going out later.
Right.
We're going to the Columbine Lounge in here in Littleton, and we're going to go do some karaoke.
Karaoke contest today, and I'm planning on winning it.
Contest.
I need to figure out my songs, though.
Yeah, you do.
I got to do the right songs.
Yeah, you overthink
so that I can win.
You overthink.
I got to ask the judges what they're looking for.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to be judges that don't hang out at that bar, which is even better.
Yep.
Columbine Lounge is pretty fun with the new owners.
It's very fun with the new owners, actually. I am enjoying the new owners.
Me too. She's very nice. What was her name? Kathy?
Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Which is nice.
Nice.
So nice.
I also just want to remind people today, because it is Happy Thoughts Thursday and Halloween. That life is not a fairy tale. If you lose a shoe, you're drunk.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's funny.
Where did you read that?
It's just in my notes. And it fit perfect for today, because if you end up at home in this weather with one shoe, you real drunk.
You're drunk, yeah.
Real drunk.
You lost half your costume.
Because it is freezing outside.
Yeah, it is cold. It was so cold yesterday.
It's cold.
I couldn't believe it.
It seems warmer today.
We couldn't even go outside.
Yeah, I went out this morning already with the dogs, and it seemed nicer outside. But it's fun. Today is Happy Thoughts Thursday, and it is Halloween.
We got so many suggestions for Halloween
movies. They're so scary.
We did go yesterday to buy a Halloween movie. To buy a scary movie?
We did, because we set out to find Michael or Rob Zombie's
Halloween. Exactly.
And we did succeed in buying a movie.
We did. Actually, three movies in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought a three-pack.
Yeah, we bought a three-pack.
Yeah.
It's Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit. Eastbound and down. Not real scary. Well, sometimes when he jumps that car.
Yeah.
It got a little scary. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it wasn't very scary. But it is the movies that I've wanted to own for a while.
Me too. I love Sally Field in that movie.
So the fact that we scored it for $5,
she's,
I think it was a good
so
deal.
So stinking cute. And can we just talk about a woman who has aged well?
Man, she really has aged well.
She was super hot and sexy back in the day.
Yeah.
And she's still pretty hot and sexy for her age.
Very much so. Yeah.
You know?
Sally Field. So, if you're looking for an alternative to a scary movie, we suggest Smokey and the Bandit.
Good old classic from the 80s.
I'm excited about Halloween today. I'm going to work.
Going to do the show.
Going to do some fill-in radio this morning. Midday, I guess it would be, or afternoon. I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I should wear like a costume, or if I should dress up, maybe just wig
or your vampire coat.
Oh, I could do that. Just some teeth and a vampire coat.
Maybe a top hat.
Hello, I want to come and suck your blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could do that.
So we did get an email from Rebecca about her scary movies.
Oh yeah, she sent us a list.
Sounds scary to me.
I thought it was interesting that she said some of the Rob Zombie movies were not that good.
She says favorites, House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, Three from Hell,
Ooh.
31. What's 31?
Don't know.
Me either. We'll have to look it up. And then, oh, come on.
Interesting. 31.
She said she did not like Lord of Salem at all.
That's it. That's that one. That's the one.
Lord of Salem?
Yeah, that's a Rob Zombie movie.
Oh. Is that the new one?
No, the new one is called Haunted. Three from Hell? Three from Hell.
I have no idea. Anyways, Pet Sematary, original and new. I liked them both too, but isn't my favorite guy in that movie?
Oh, Rob, 31 is a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh.
My favorite actor is in Pet Sematary.
That is John Lithgow.
Yeah, John Lithgow.
And he was in both of them, in the original and the remake, and the remake was boring.
You thought the remake was boring?
I did not like the remake. I totally preferred the original. Now, I haven't seen the original in a long time, but when we left, you went with me, and we saw
I saw them.
In the theater.
Yeah.
And it was like, huh, that wasn't that scary. It was kind of boring. It was kind of boring. It was kind of drug. It didn't have the same excitement and suspense as the first one.
I don't mind that because I don't like being super scared.
Right. So it worked for you, but for me, it left me disappointed. I wanted more out of Pet Sematary.
I feel like the first one was a little more gory.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Did they have that tree in the second one? In the first one, because the tree was in the second one, mm-hmm. and then it was like everything was in.
Yeah.
Was that in the first one, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw the first one a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then I could never see it again because I love animals.
The tree was the evil the evil spirit in the cemetery. Yeah, that was feeding.
Bringing them back to life.
Exactly.
Gotcha. She also said Sinister 1 and 2.
Now, I feel like I saw Sinister. It's on Netflix. I feel like I've watched that one, but I haven't seen 2.
I haven't
seen 2. Or am I thinking Insidious? Either way, that's the one with the little kid, I think.
You might be thinking Insidious. Someone else said Insidious to us. The Skeleton Key.
Oh.
I don't know what that
Skeleton Key. Is that with Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson is in a horror movie?
Yes.
Whatever.
She is.
Whatever.
No, she is.
That's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
I know. Kate Hudson, horror movie. Let's see what it says. The Skeleton Key. Bam! Huh. Look at me. And I haven't even seen it.
Interesting.
I saw an interview with her about this movie, and she said making the movie scared her to death. So she couldn't watch it.
Well, we should watch it.
So we should watch that one. And I like her. I like her too. Kate Hudson.
I do too. That's why I'm surprised she's in there.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought.
And then she said, Us sucks. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But she said, Get Out is so good.
Get Out.
Same guy that did the other one.
That's the one that we were talking about they talked about on Sunday morning.
Yeah. The Conjuring 1 and 2.
I have seen both of those.
They're good?
Good.
Okay. All the Annabelles. Is that about the little puppet doll?
You know, that's a whole series, the Annabelle doll, that's got the same two actors in it, the man and the woman, I think, that play the couple. And they might also be in The Conjuring, but maybe not. Yeah, it's about the doll, the possessed doll, and then the guy.
It's like the ventriloquist doll, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I think the guy, I think the movie starts from like the last exorcism, something like that.
Huh.
And he then starts collecting all these evil
dolls,
items.
Ah.
That he has gained from doing exorcisms and stuff like that, and keeps him in his house, and then Annabelle is in the house. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then his daughter goes, and I think Annabelle gets the doll, something like that.
Hmm. She said those ones and The Nun. I think The Nun came out last year.
The Nun.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think I remember seeing the... what is it called? The previews?
2018 film.
Yeah. And it did look a little scary. But like I said yesterday, you watch a couple Face-Off episodes and it kind of takes all the fear out of them.
Well, yeah. From those kind, because the slasher movies and stuff like that, there's a lot of practical application of makeup and CGI. But most of it's that, you know what I'm talking about, practical...
Sci-fi makeup?
Effects. Oh, practical effects.
Gotcha.
I think that's what it's called. Anyways, yeah, a lot of makeup effects in the slasher movies. like in, you know, these Rob Zombie movies, everyone's wearing a prosthetic, everyone's wearing makeup, you know what I mean? But when you get into the demon and the evil spiritual movies,
right,
then all the magic and movie makeup in the world doesn't matter.
Of the mind.
Yeah, because then it's getting inside of your soul.
Yeah. I don't watch those.
Yeah.
My soul's guarded.
Like Sinister, and I'd be interested in watching those.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, we got to start at like 7 in the morning.
Well, Halloween's over, so next year.
Okay.
Because tomorrow, it's Christmas movies.
No, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, God.
Yeah, but that means Christmas
movies. Listen, I watch Christmas movies in the summertime.
I saw a picture on Facebook yesterday of someone's neighbor put up their Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
I often wonder if that's just people who have left them up.
No.
Like the guy down the street that has the LEDs all the way around his house.
Yeah. I don't think those work anymore.
I don't know. He never takes them down.
Anyways, I don't know. I have a few Christmas movies that I like to just keep in rotation.
Right, just jump right in.
They make me feel good.
Right.
But I keep Halloween movies in rotation too, like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, and Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I watch those all the time.
And then Rocky Horror Picture.
Those are way more my speed.
Yeah.
Way more.
We actually own more horror movies right now than we ever had.
I know, because I am branching out. I'm trying to be tough because I know you love horror movies.
I do.
So I'm trying to be tough.
We should put that list on Facebook.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll just put it on there in the description of this podcast.
Yeah.
Here's some of the movies that were suggested for horror movies.
Yeah.
Get people's feedback on them.
Yeah, see absolutely. What they think. And again, email us. Feel free to email us your favorite horror movies and we'll talk about it again. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
Now, I read a list about horror movies last week. And there's a movie from the 70s called Martin. And it is like a horror movie on steroids. And when I was reading the review on it, it's from 1977. The guy was talking about he took his friend to watch it. And within the first 15 minutes of the movie, his friend was throwing up so violent they had to call an ambulance to take him away.
Why?
Because it's so gruesome.
Well, we should watch that
one. It's called Martin. Martin.
How are you going to find it?
Martin. Well, it's on YouTube, but it's like even the trailer is super creepy.
People think I'm crazy when I tell them how old I am. I'd like to be normal. I just have a sickness. The only way I can survive is by drinking blood.
Just even this trailer is so much blood in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of frightening.
The way I do.
Yeah.
I have to be careful all the time.
All the time.
But I'm pretty good at it. I think as I get older, I get better. I haven't been caught yet.
Martin, another kind of terror.
Ah! It looks pretty cool.
I love Martin. Old movies.
Yeah, and this one, it's in color. But it looks like it's filmed called kind of.
They think that I'm a monster. They think I'm a vampire.
That's funny.
So check it out. It's called Martin.
Martin.
Yeah, just Google it. YouTube Martin. Martin movie. It's a 1977 movie. And I feel like George Romero.
I don't know who that is.
He's the director. He's known for horror movies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this must have been one of his early ones. Martin, 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 Martin.
He is creepy.
Sure that nothing goes wrong.
But yeah. You know what else was creepy back in the day? Like Clockwork Orange was creepy.
Do you realize that on Netflix, Clockwork Orange is under the comedy section?
It's so not a comedy.
I mean, I know there's a couple laughs in it. But
there's a whole like rape scene in it.
Yeah, that's graphic.
Yeah, and they beat people. They beat that guy almost to death in the freaking park or wherever they're walking through. Yeah, that's
it's
scary.
Not,
they break into the house and that's who they rape the people.
Yeah.
Is that Matthew McDowell?
That's who I was thinking is, yeah.
That is it, whoever was in Caligula.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Yeah, that's the one who did.
Had the
now
makeup.
Again, Caligula is like one step away from a horror movie itself.
It is. Caligula is one of the better films that I think has ever been made.
That Michael McDowell
yeah.
is one of my favorite creepy-ass actors.
Mm-hmm.
because he is creepy.
Yes, he is.
And as he's gotten older, he's more creepy.
Yep. And he's great in Tank Girl.
Oh, he is great in Tank Girl. Gosh, he's been in a lot of stuff.
So many movies. He's been in a ton of movies.
Yeah. Tank Girl, not a horror movie, but one of my favorites.
Well, it depends on who, what you're into. It could be considered a horror movie.
I guess.
Yeah.
He jams that thing and sucks all the water out of his body. That's funny.
That's not Michael McDowell. It's something. It's Michael something else.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just looked up Michael McDowell.
Who is Michael McDowell?
He's an American novelist.
What's his name?
Michael McDaniel, no.
No.
I can't remember. It is Michael something.
Yeah.
It is. Come on. What is my name?
What is my name?
Okay, so Caligula is 79. And that
was Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm, not Michael.
Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell.
Hey, I was close.
You were super close.
I don't remember anyone's name.
I'm impressed.
So that I came up with one, that's pretty good.
Malcolm McDowell. The fact that you were that close is impressive.
And the fact that I found it before you.
Because I was sure it was Michael.
Also impressive.
Great movie, Caligula. Oh, Helen Mirren is in that movie. Peter O'Toole is in that movie. Man, he plays Tiberius. He is so gross.
He's so gross and creepy.
So
I like that guy
gross.
Too.
Gross. Oh yeah, he's amazing.
He had like syphilis or something.
He Caligula.
I know,
had
but
syphilis. It drove him crazy.
The other one, because when Caligula went to see him in his sex den,
gonorrhea.
He had gonorrhea. That's why his skin was all gross.
Yeah.
And
flaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine getting into that hot bath with
him.
Yeah,
with him. Yeah. They didn't use chemicals then.
No.
Nasty. That's a great movie. If you've never seen Caligula, it's super graphic, very sexual, but it is a crazy great movie.
Not kid friendly at all.
Oh, it's barely adult friendly. I mean, it's just banned.
I don't even know. I think, yeah, isn't it still banned?
Probably not. You don't ban things anymore in 2019, I doubt. You can go on YouTube and watch a beheading. You can probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Watch a movie about a boy who's in love with his sister.
I think that's pretty commonplace anymore. Yeah, so we had to order it, but we ordered it years and years ago.
Yeah, we've had it from the beginning.
A long time ago. Look at that dog. Hey, dog. Riff.
Daphne.
What are you doing?
Did I eat your food?
She just realized that we were here. It's like she just came in the room like, hey, what are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing? She just has the same bewildered look that your mom has sometimes.
Constantly, yeah. Like, what's going on in here? All right, I'm excited. Today.
Hey, today's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Oh, right.
So.
Let's have some happy thoughts.
Let's have some happy thoughts because sometimes the only way to have happy thoughts is to continue to practice happy thoughts.
Amen to that.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! That's right, Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What's
to
your
all
happy
of
thought
you.
Today?
My happy thought today is... Well, I don't know. That kind of put me on the spot.
I know.
Yeah. My happy thought today is that my life is great, despite the moments that I feel like it's not.
Yeah, good. Be thankful.
Be thankful.
Be grateful.
And don't be frustrated with things that are out of your control.
Right.
And be happy.
Right.
Be happy with the things that are in your control. Right?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm going to try and do.
Good.
Yeah. Because I've been in a negative headspace.
Yeah, for like a week.
Yeah, or six.
No.
Or since October 1st.
No.
For the last couple of weeks, I've been in a... So I'm going to be more positive. I'm going to be more happy thoughts today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a positive spin on everything.
Yeah, there is.
You know?
And you're able to always seem to do that, and yeah. I am not. I've been struggling.
When you step out of the car today and accidentally step into a gushy gutter of slush, think... At least it's not poop.
At least it's not poop. Because that sucks.
It does. And poop stays with you all day.
Yes,
you
it
walk
does.
Past people, they check their shoes. They're all,
did I step in poop?
Where's
that
the poop?
That guy smells like shit. And nobody wants to be that guy.
That's right. Always find the brighter side of life, right? The brighter side of life.
Woo-hoo. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
From a movie or something?
Probably a Disney movie, if I had to guess.
Oh.
Or that old guy who sings all the Disney movie songs. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Like the Toy Story guy, mm-hmm. Randy Newman? Mm-hmm. Man, I'm full of names this morning.
Yeah, you are.
I love it.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. Brighter side
like
of life.
Like a cinnamon one.
Even, it's the right side of life? Or is it the brighter side of life?
It's probably the right side of life. But I hear it as the brighter side of life.
Look on the bright side. Is this from the song? Oh, you know what this is? You nerd. This is wonderful, what you have just done. I can't believe what you've just done.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. Even Jesus can sing this on. Might you make other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on laughs, you're whistle, wonderful.
That grumble.
Grumble.
Give a whistle.
Whistle.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Great movie.
And yep.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Always look on wonderful. The bright side of life.
Oh, this is Monty Python at its best.
Yes,
if
it
life
is.
Seems jolly rotten, there's
life
something
of Brian. You've
forgotten. Yeah. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing.
Woohoo!
When you're feeling in the dumps, be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing.
Woo-hoo.
And always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy it. It's your last chance anyhow.
Here we go.
Always look on the right side of life. I just think before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke. It's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Yes.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
Give up.
Always look on the bright
key change
side of life.
This is my mantra today.
That's right.
Always look on the bright side of life.
First things out to sea, you know.
Always look on the bright side.
Now just keep in mind, everyone singing this song is hanging on a cross.
That's
right,
right.
Now. Always look on the bright side of life.
Waiting for death. Life is pretty shitty.
I'm sharing this right now on Facebook.
And I'm just going to say, if you haven't watched any Monty Python movies, there is another cult following that you should get in on.
You're missing out.
Yeah. Because those guys are freaking hilarious. And half of them were in like A Fish Called Wanda. And what other show?
Well, they've all been in a bunch of different stuff. But yeah, the movie Fish Called Wanda had a couple of them in there. John Cleese was in there. And then... that guy who was just singing that song.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other movies, but I can't think of what they are right now.
Yeah, really good though.
But Monty Python's Flying Circus was the TV show, and then they did Life of Brian, they did the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm, that one's funny.
And then we saw that one
in Vegas.
Spamalot.
Yeah.
Is the one we saw in Vegas. And that was freaking great.
That was funny.
I'd see that again. I'd pay to see that.
Those are the kind of movies I like. I like funny movies.
That's a great song for today.
Yeah.
I think that...
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday perfect.
It is Happy Thoughts Thursday perfect, and that one's going in rotation on my playlist, for sure.
Yeah, you just need to remind yourself. At least you're not tied to a you're cross hilarious. Waiting to die.
You're hilarious. That's so funny. That was so great. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive today.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday. Always look on the bright side of life. Right. Because it could always be worse.
Yeah.
Even if it's your last dying breath.
Right.
Look on the bright side.
Yeah.
No more traffic.
Yep.
Super fun. All right, I'm excited. I want to talk about the bad moon is rising.
What is it?
Mr. Michael Moon.
Oh, yeah, he's coming.
Yeah,
that's
he's
today,
in town
tomorrow.
Today. We're going to actually go out tonight.
Yeah.
He's going out with us, and then tomorrow we're going to record. He's going to tell us about some of his life journeys. He's going to give us a little window into his beliefs, I think, or maybe his whole, I don't know. He's excited. His experiences. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, he's got a bright side of life to talk about, I think. And he wants to talk about you and I and just get back to Colorado.
Yeah,
it's going to be so fun. That guy's so funny.
It's going to be really good. It's going to be fun. And he's your friend. He's our friend.
Yeah. And tonight we're going to go do karaoke.
Yep.
And
he's
we're going to do a costume. He says he has a costume he
brought
with him.
He's going to give you a run for your money at the karaoke.
That's why I'm worried. I need to find the right song.
He knows all the songs.
I know, because he does karaoke. So that's it. I'm up against a pro.
He facilitates karaoke, who was taught by a pro. Because he knows everything that he knows because of Charlie.
Charlie.
Because Charlie is the karaoke master.
She's the master karaoke lady.
Yep.
I wish she did karaoke closer to us.
I know. She does it at, what is it, Ace's Tavern?
Ace's
High?
Somewhere, yeah, in Golden.
I think it's Ace's High.
Yeah.
I'll have to look.
I believe so.
But she does a great karaoke night out
there.
She's
good. And that girl can sing.
Yeah.
So can Michael. But you know what?
So can you.
I've got some songs planned for tonight, like Tenacious D.
It's going to be
Fuck
fun.
Her Hard. I don't know what songs I'm going to do. I don't know if I should do like play songs or if I should do serious. Did you hear that snow?
Was that snow falling off the roof?
Off the house, yeah.
Those are the death sickles.
Yes. We had
death icicles hanging off of our house.
Exactly. Something shiny. You look up when you go out
outside,
your house. Yeah.
Make sure nothing falls on you. Because that would not lead to Happy Thoughts Thursday.
No, that would be bad.
It would be bad. But we have a couple other things to talk about.
What's that?
This Saturday, we're doing Sex Talk Saturday.
Oh, you are?
With three gay guys. Four, hopefully. They all four can come. But only three might be able to come, so we'll see who can
come. Wow.
But we're going to sit and talk about gay guys.
I can't wait.
Gay guys' lives, gay guys' sex. All that stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
It's going to be really interesting.
Well, we've got a good group of hilarious people.
Oh, my gosh. I love them all so much. Can you just take a minute to appreciate how many wonderful people we have met over the years of our life?
Yeah, we have.
Like, even just since we've met and been together, we have met so many wonderful people.
We have. We have a lot of great, great people in our circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things around this house. You can look around and attest to it. And you can see all those people in our lives because they've left or we've taken.
A little piece.
A little something from them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A little piece of them. A little piece of the pie. A little piece of the pie.
Yeah.
I am going to take down some of these Halloween decorations.
I know.
Put up some Thanksgiving decorations.
You are. Would it be too early for me to start wearing my turkey hat?
Mm-mm.
I could wear that today. I'm wearing a clown wig, I think.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to wear to work. I got to wear headphones, so.
Clown would work.
I'm all by myself. No one's going to see me.
Yeah.
But it would be funny. They walk down the hall, look in the windows of the studios. It'd be kind of funny to have them look in.
And you have a clown wig on.
And the dog's in there. And it's a good reason to wear those leather pants. Because I've thought about them a couple times
since the
party. They are nice. I'm wearing them tonight.
Yeah.
They're warm. They're leathery. They
make
me look good. My
people
want
to touch you.
Yeah. They're like, how does your butt get so flat? And they rub it. And they're like, whoa. Where did it go?
That's funny. It just slid away.
What happened to your butt, mister?
That's funny.
That's what a little kid ran up to me. Golly, mister, what happened to your butt? Someone got real sorry with you.
You better do some butt exercises.
What is a butt exercise?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look them up on Instagram.
I need
Instagram.
That squeezy thing like Sally Smothers.
Summers. Sally Smothers.
Sally Summers.
You're thinking of Sally Struthers?
Struthers.
Yeah, yeah. That's not her. Chrissy.
Chrissy Summers.
Yeah.
Was Sally Struthers. That's right. That's right.
Sally Smothers.
Oh, Smothers Brothers. That's where that's from. The Smothers Brothers. Man, that guy could yo-yo. I learned how to yo-yo because of Tommy Smothers. My dad.
Yeah?
Yep, my dad watched the Smothers a lot.
Smothers Brothers?
Both of them. Tommy and Jim.
No, I don't know.
Rick.
Whatever their names are.
But I'm a hell of a yo-yoer now.
Yes, you are. You are a very good yo-yoer. And a juggler as well.
Well, I can juggle a little bit. I was also going to say something else. I looked it up.
And looked what up?
I looked up the Christmas trees.
Oh.
Because I think we should revisit that.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we're done with the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, okay. They might come with us.
I doubt it.
A couple episodes ago, we were talking about going up to, what is that, Buffalo Creek?
Buffalo Creek, Conifer area.
Yeah, and you can buy permits to cut down real Christmas trees.
Right.
And so we thought we should get some and maybe take some people up with us.
Exactly. So I can buy permits starting on the 4th. So that's next Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on Monday, I'll drop you off at work and I'll drive up to Conifer and buy some passes.
Okay.
And I'm going to get 4 of them because I think this year we should have a real tree.
Instead of the giant silver one?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think we might keep Mr. Silver in the box.
Wow.
Yeah. And get a big tree.
Yeah.
Like, dude, not a big, like, 20-footer. I mean, you can get up to 6 inches, but, like, normally we just get the little ones.
And see,
like,
the thing is yeah, we'll find a good tree.
Yeah, we'll find us a good,
but
full
that's
tree.
That's not the point.
And we'll take friends with us and guests, whoever would like to, we'll figure it out. We're going to have 2 extra passes.
2 extra passes.
Give them away.
Yeah.
Somehow. And if you would like to, I'll put the information up on how you can buy your own passes from Jefferson County.
Right.
And the National Forest Service. You got to just drive right up to Conifer. You can do it online, too, I think, nowadays.
Right.
We should just all go.
I don't know if you can do it online or if you have to do a mail-in.
Like
anyways,
that first week of December.
Yeah, like the weekend, that first Saturday.
Yeah, that first Saturday of December before everything gets crazy for the holidays. What do you think of that?
I think it'd be fun.
And
we could probably remote podcast.
Oh, yeah. At least we could record one up there for sure.
Yeah, with the people that we take.
For sure.
That'd be fun.
We could meet somewhere central on 285 because you've got to go out 285 to get to the trees.
Yeah, or maybe meet for breakfast.
Somewhere. Yep, exactly. Have a little meal together. Go up and cut down a tree together. Have some hot cocoa and peppermint schnapps together. Something like that or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're traipsing around in the woods.
Yeah, and
so
snow.
Bring your snow boots. You got to literally go out and find the tree.
And cut it down.
Griswold style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make sure you bring a saw.
Yeah.
Don't forget your saw.
Do you remember that one year we went with those people and they cut down like a 20-foot tree?
I do.
And then just took the top off of it?
I do.
That was disturbing.
I didn't like that. Because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to top the trees. You got to take whatever you cut down.
Yeah.
Now, if you cut down a big one, cut it down in half, but you got to take both pieces out.
I don't know that you can.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, you got to take it out whole.
Whole, yeah.
Well, kind of, see, that was my thought this year, is to get a tree like that that would be, you know, twice as long or so
as the cube.
And then come home and cut it down.
And Griswold at hardcore, huh?
Cut her down to
fit. You know,
the
nice thing about doing that, though, is
and
then
you
get
all the
boughs.
Yeah,
and then you can use them. And they really stay green a long time.
A long time. And the house smells all fresh, Christmassy.
Yeah.
So we could put all the boughs and then
so
lay skulls and bones on them. Christmas skulls.
I'll put little red hats on them.
Little Santa hats.
I'll make little red Santa bows.
Totally.
That's so funny.
That will strap it right
I really am a Christmas girl at heart.
I know. Christmas is your primary holiday. Halloween would be your secondary holiday.
It's kind of They're kind of fighting for first at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you have way more Halloween stuff
now
than we do Christmas stuff
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Which is spooky.
It is.
Spooky. Ooh. We will not start playing Christmas music until on our podcast. I won't put Christmas music on our podcast until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have to do it after that.
After Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So we go all the way to December? No Christmas music from us in November? I think some radio stations in town are already playing Christmas music.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't...
That's early.
I don't know. I'm trying to do this thing for the last couple years where you actually really give Thanksgiving its own time.
Right.
And its own everything, right?
It deserves it.
Yeah, because it's big, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and just to give thanks is important to remember to be grateful for what you have. You're breathing air. You should be grateful.
Yeah, amen. Every time your heart beats.
This morning, you should be grateful.
Yeah, your heart beats all by itself. We should be thankful for that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to make my heart beat. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And it feels like Thanksgiving has become a throwaway holiday.
Absolutely.
Like it's just this little blip in between this huge Halloween and Christmas extravaganza.
Right.
Because, shit. Walmart, Home Depot, they're selling Christmas trees and everything now. I mean, not even November 1. They should be selling gourds and cornucopias.
They do have those, just smaller amount.
Just more Thanksgiving stuff.
Yeah, more Thanksgiving stuff. So that's why I thought I'm going to transition after today and bring out my Thanksgiving stuff because I've started collecting it.
You have. You've got all those big corns and the gourds.
Yeah.
You do.
My glitter pumpkins.
Yes, I love those.
I love glitter.
And I'll tell you, I like those big corns.
You know what someone said? Glitter is the STD of the craft world. And you know what I say? I want it all over me.
Yeah, you're an infector.
Rub that STD on me. When I sneeze, it's going to get on you.
That would make you a transmitter.
Yes.
For sure.
Absolutely. I love glitter. If you come to my house, you're probably going to leave with some random piece of glitter on
you're
you.
You're going to get glittered of some sort.
Yeah.
Because there's glitter everywhere. And this time of the year, come Christmas, man, it gets more glittery.
Glittery.
Because you hang all that glittery stuff.
Yeah, and I come home covered in glitter.
Yeah, that's true. And then you just kind of shed it.
Yeah.
You
I shake
glitter.
It when I come in the house.
You
I shake
poop glitter. And
I tell you all the time.
Yeah. What a unicorn poops.
When they autopsy me,
yeah,
my lungs are going to be filled with glitter.
Yes, they
are.
And
they're going to be like, what in the hell?
What has this girl been doing?
Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, I'll take the lungs and her skull.
Man, I want the skull. I want all the skulls. I want a real human skull. I know it sounds weird and all morbidity and everything, but just to have an authentic, maybe, I don't know, ancient skull, something like that. Cool.
Okay,
you can buy them. They're legal.
Let's stay on track. How are we going to come to the conclusion of who gets to come cut trees with us?
Oh, shoot.
We make it some kind of contest?
Yeah, we could do that, but what kind of a contest that would just make two people the clear winners? First come, first serve. Can't do that. Because that's just too...
Right.
I mean, people have already emailed us as they're listening to this right now, I'm sure. Right. So...
Right.
Maybe we need to... I should have thought that through.
Well, we'll come up with something.
We've got time.
Mm-hmm.
Till December 1st. I'll get the permits, and then we'll work our way through November.
Yeah.
Make a plan for December, but I just want to put it on everyone's radar. If that would be something you were interested in, email us.
Absolutely.
And let us know that you would be interested in it, because we're just assuming people give a crap.
Right.
And would want to go anywhere with us.
I mean,
let alone
is,
up into the mountains.
Right.
That's frightening.
It is trucking through the snow to cut down a Christmas tree and drag it back out.
And then tie it to your car and bring it home.
Yep.
You know, it's a lot of work, but it's so much fun.
It'd be a free Christmas tree to you.
It would be a free Christmas tree, but that's not the point. It would be an experience.
Yeah, with the
swallows.
We would
all go together in our different cars.
Follow the swallow.
Follow the swallows into the hills and cut down some trees.
It's fun.
It would be fun. And then we would make this kind of
I guess we could say
camaraderie.
That even if people wanted to just buy their own permit
and just come with us,
they could do that
right,
too.
It's not limited.
No.
Yeah.
We could have a whole group.
Caravan. Exactly. So we could just make it a thing. We got these two permits we're going to give away, but go buy your permit for the same weekend, and we can all go together. We just coordinate it. Maybe we do a Facebook group.
Oh, maybe.
Or an invite or a thing, event.
We could probably start a page and then people could join it.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Yeah. I drag my feet across the floor and then I get shocked. Static in my ears.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a great idea. And then that would, because there's a lot of people that go up and buy trees, and some of them have to be listening to this podcast.
If you go the weekend after Thanksgiving,
yeah.
I don't know if the fire station's open every weekend.
I don't either. What, and they have Santa up there? I have no idea.
But and they have food up there you can buy at the fire station.
Yeah, they do the bake sale.
Yeah.
And the hot cocos, and yep. They sell breakfast.
Yep.
Don't you kind of want to get your picture with Santa? We get our. I feel like I get my picture with Santa every year from.
Well, the only thing is that we have Thanksgiving and then we have the candlelight walk.
Oh right,
and
yeah.
Then we would have to do it that 30th, and I just feel like
that's too. We wouldn't be able to appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Now I think that we've covered the Christmas tree thing.
Yeah.
All right.
let's talk about
what you just mentioned.
The candlelight walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're new to Colorado or you live anywhere near Littleton or you just have never been, the candlelight walk down Main Street to light the Christmas lights, the parade, Santa comes through. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It is awesome. So it is on Main Street in downtown Littleton,
yep.
Which is between Rio Grande and Santa Fe.
Exactly.
On Main Street, which Littleton Boulevard, when you're heading west, turns into Main Street.
Correct.
Right.
The main drag.
So us, Western Welcome Weekers, woo woo.
Shout out. WWW.
If you want to join, let me know. You can join the committee and be a part of this too.
You sure can.
Anyways, we set up at Biga Park.
Biga Park.
And
that is on the east side of Main Street, on the very
right
east
by Rio Grande.
Yep.
Yep, right by Rio Grande, across from the Grand Central, which is also a fantastic
great
restaurant.
Breakfast place.
And we sell, well, we don't, we hand out hot chocolate, yep. and candy canes, and we take donations to help raise money for Western Welcome Week.
Yes.
As part of this candlelight walk.
Apple cider.
Oh, yeah. Apple cider, hot cocoa. All that good stuff.
It's awesome. We've got big pots out there on these burners, big witches sticks, and we're mm-hmm. cooking stuff. We should take our witches thing and make.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But it's pretty great. So then the whole street just fills up with people. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen Main Street lit up at Christmas time, it's beautiful because there's just lights everywhere all the way down.
Million
Main Street.
Lights.
A million. So you wait. The lights are on. It's so pretty. You walk around. There's Bradford Auto. They usually do candles mm-hmm. for the candlelight walk. And you buy them. I don't know how much they're.
No
like
clue.
$2 or something. I don't know. But you buy your candles, and then you go find your place, and you stand, and you drink your cider or your hot cocoa, and you eat your candy canes, and you wait for Santa.
Wait for Santa.
And then when Santa's coming, the street goes dark.
Yep.
Black. And as he comes down Main Street.
And everyone lights their candles.
Yep. As he comes down Main Street, the lights go up. Bing, 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 yep. Bing, 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 as Santa comes down Main Street.
He lights the lights, and he's got his reindeer, and he's all, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yep.
Yep, and we all cheer, hey, Merry Christmas, Santa.
Yeah, so come out.
And it's a great, amazing family event, and yep. It's just a fun event. There's a lot of restaurants, there's great bars, there's a lot of hangouts right there on Main Street.
Yep.
It's killer.
Yep.
City of Littleton, November the 29th. That's mm-hmm. the day after Thanksgiving. So you got all your freaking family in town. It's the next day after Thanksgiving. It's like, crap, they're not leaving till Monday. What do we do?
Come down.
Bring them to downtown Littleton. It's worth the drive. From anywhere in town, it's worth the drive.
It is worth the drive.
It's super cool.
And come see us. Come see us, Western Welcome people at Biga Park, and get some hot cocoa or some cider, and give us a big fat donation.
Right, and then sign up and be on the committee.
Absolutely,
Shana.
And do fun things.
Yep, you get to do all kinds of cool events. That's cool. There's a lot of stuff that's going on this time of year that's cool. I like the Christmas villages.
Yeah.
I like going to those things.
Yeah.
You know,
they usually set those up downtown.
Yeah, downtown, I think. Well, I'm sure every little municipality does. I know South Glen, they have the ice rink out there, and
we
they do
it.
Should
see what like Arvada does. Is that or Westminster? Which one has the old town or Old Town Arvada?
Old Town Arvada.
Yeah.
Everybody, we have Old Town Littleton.
Where was the Volkswagen place?
Arvada.
Yeah.
Randy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arvada.
We should see what they do because they have a wonderful little Main Street down there.
They
too.
Do. It's cool little Main Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet you they do. I'm sure every little town does something great.
Yeah.
I think one time you and I were invited to go to Brighton.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We were. I don't know. We've done a lot of things.
So many things.
So many things.
So this time of year, if you're doing something cool,
let us know.
Yeah.
We might want to do it.
I hate to go. I'm all over the place. But with the Christmas tree thing, I thought the people who won or we gave our things to, we could then all plan to go see each other's trees.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know what I mean?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So if you win.
Once it's decorated?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
If you get one of our passes, that was just a thought.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. This is going to be a great time of the year. I want to go into this season positive and happy.
Absolutely.
And feeling like optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to meet and get to know people.
Right. You
know what I mean? I want this because this is the season of giving,
mm-hmm.
season of sharing, mm-hmm. right? Sharing is caring.
Yep. and gratitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to try to really exercise those things.
Be grateful.
And being grateful. And thankful, even for the things that I don't like.
Right. Right.
You know?
There's always a brighter side.
There's always a brighter side.
Of
sure.
life. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. Be grateful. Look on the brighter side of life.
Yeah.
Because you just need to know. Everything can always be worse.
Everything can always be worse.
But let's not look at it that way, right?
No.
I mean, let's be happy.
It's
let's
the time.
Let's be positive.
And
let's be grateful. And you know what else? Reach out to your parents if you haven't talked to them in a while.
Yeah.
Send them a Christmas card. Ooh, Christmas cards.
Oh, what are you going to do about Christmas cards?
I want to send everyone one.
Look on the bright side of life.
There you go.
You're funny.
I love it. Yep.
I do want to send people Christmas cards, so if you email me with your address, I'll mail you a Christmas card.
Whoa.
I know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I've been really thinking about it.
I better buy some stamps.
Yeah.
I like those stamps that we got.
I know.
Can we use those for Christmas? Do they have to be Christmas stamps?
No. Use whatever stamp you want.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm making my own.
But that's what I'm saying. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You get a swallow card.
If you want a Christmas card from us, send us your address.
Mm-hmm.
We won't come by the house often.
If you have a hot tub, I mean, we might come more than you want.
We have a hot tub.
I know.
So we don't want to put a return address, is what we're saying. See?
It came from Swallowtown.
It just came from Swallowtown. Mars. That's where we are.
Swallow Mars?
We're in Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we live.
That's
on
great.
The planet
but
Mars.
I think I would like to do that. I mean, I used to do it a lot.
You did. You used to give out, when we were at church and stuff, you probably send out 40, 50 of them.
I sent out way more than that.
Well, the
half the congregation. I taught children's church. That was just 50 families I had.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, come on. And for those families, I made stockings. Don't you remember that?
Oh, my gosh. I do remember all of that.
Because I'm a nutty, nutty cuckoo.
Man.
But you know what? I'm a lover.
I remember all of that. Getting all those little stockings.
Mm-hmm.
Putting all that junk in there.
Yep.
You are a nut.
I know. I did it when you were at your job, too.
I know. But
I
that
like
just
to do
means.
Nice
oh, yeah.
Things for
I used
people.
To make a board of stockings for everyone.
Yep.
On,
in the station.
On Alice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't appreciate it.
Most of them didn't.
We used to go and decorate the studio,
mm-hmm.
put up a tree and everything.
Yep.
That was what we would do the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Yep.
The Thanksgiving weekend. We are crazy.
Yeah.
We are nuts.
We're happy.
Yeah, we should. We need to get back to that.
You got
to
be happy.
Maybe we should give our Christmas decorations away.
I already did that.
Oh, right.
You're a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
I already did that.
More.
Remember,
we have so
32
many
boxes
more.
Down to 7. Woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah, always.
That's pretty good.
Always.
Anyways, people, we love you.
We love you.
We just want you to know that we love you, and
we appreciate you listening to this podcast.
Absolutely.
At all,
because it's crazy town.
And
but,
wanting to be a part, have a window in our life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's humbling, and it's good. It's exciting. It's fun.
Good, and it's exciting.
You know what I mean?
And I think that we do need to talk about our relationship a little bit more.
You think so?
Yeah.
How great it is?
Yeah, and even when it's hard, right?
Yeah.
That different podcast, but I'm just saying, we need to.
Okay.
Because we struggle, and people don't think we do, but we do have moments of struggle,
mm-hmm.
and we always look on the brighter side of life, right?
We try to.
Yeah.
I've been struggling
yeah.
these last couple weeks,
yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we'll do that later.
Change is not bad.
Change is not bad, but it is scary as shit.
And it's tough.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how much you hurt on the inside.
Right.
From change. Right. Even good change.
Even good change.
Even things that are good for you.
Well, in change, there's always a loss, you know? And so you do have to experience that.
Yes.
To get through the change.
Yeah. But maybe I've been mourning.
Yeah, absolutely.
This last couple weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we're going to talk about it because, I mean, it was brought to our attention even this morning.
Yeah, I know.
Which is
even
weird.
Even what we talked about in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and have to have conversations.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. But I digress.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later. I'm just saying I think we should because it's just a different tone than we usually put on the podcast.
Right.
It'd be a little more serious. You know, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday, and we're happy, and we're excited. And I have wonderful guests next week.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Wonderful guests.
What a kind.
Well, on Wednesday, we're going to have Minna, and she is a fantastic artist friend of mine, a designer friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring her on because she does so many different mediums of art.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see if she'll talk about a little personal things, but we'll talk with her when she gets here.
Okay.
So I'll leave that there. But the next day, we're having a wonderful woman named Dee Dee come on the show.
Dee Dee.
And she is an erotic blueprinter.
An erotic blueprinter.
Yep.
So she... I see Vernon came in and talked about erotic blueprints. And
a little
that
bit.
Kind of helps you...
That's
determine her, where you are in your eroticism
pleasure,
and
yeah.
pleasure zones.
Pleasure zones. Like she says, she just likes to teach people how to have pleasure in their life and how to live a pleasurable life. So we're
going
to
get mapped?
I don't know. But she also does a few other things, which I really love. But I'm going to leave that as a surprise.
Okay. Awesome.
So that is next week.
That's firing up November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're firing up November tomorrow with Mr. Moo.
Yeah. Yep, and then Sex Talk Saturday.
Sex Talk Saturday.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, boy. This one's going to be a good one.
Yep, it's going to be a good one.
I love it. Okay. Are we done?
We're done.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I know.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
I love you very much.
I'm going to play this.
I'm very grateful to have you in my life.
I am very grateful to have you in my life because you've brought this back into my life right here.
This'll help things turn out for the best.
It's beautiful.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing.
And sing.
When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the light side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy it. It's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death.
Of death.
Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look
at it.
Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh.
Everybody, come on, everybody.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
That's our mantra today, folks.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday. And
happy Halloween.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Absolutely.
So wonderful.
compliment someone today.
And thank you, Shayna, for bringing that back into my life.
You're welcome.
I forgot about that song.
That's what I'm here for.
And I needed that song.
I know you did.
All right, folks, have a happy Thought Thursday.
Happy Thought Thursday. Happy Halloween.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo, happy Halloween. You've just been swallowed. Gulp, gulp, gulp.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.